online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Two men have been arrested over the murder of a homeless man whose body was found in woodland in Maidstone. 21-year-old Razvan Serbu was discovered beaten to death near a mill pond in Tovell on Sunday morning. An 18-year-old and a 19-year-old man from the town were arrested last night and remain in custody. A van driver has been flown to hospital after a crash near Five Oak Green. The A228 in Colts Hill was closed for around 4 hours after it happened around 8 this morning. He's believed to be in a serious condition and police want to hear from anyone who saw what happened.
KMFM News.
Police chiefs are warning of a worrying rise in the number of children who are caught carrying weapons into schools. Some of those involved are as young as 5. Annie's got more for KMFM.
They just feel like if they're not carrying a weapon, they won't be able to stand up for themselves.
It's become a norm to carry a knife.
It's not just knives. Axes and samurai swords were among more than 2,500 weapons confiscated since 2015. They can be a serious threat.
He just told his friends was going to stab me. I think it was just head attack. Said he doesn't like this teacher and he just pulled out his knife and attacked me.
Vincent Uzuma survived being stabbed in the stomach by one of his students in an unprovoked racist attack. Others have proved fatal though. Teacher Anne McGuire was stabbed to death at a school in Leeds in 2014. Police chiefs want mums and dads to take more responsibility.
It's really important that parents are checking and making sure their own children are not taking anything with them, because the vast majority of these weapons are the knife taken out of the kitchen drawer and taken into school.
They admit it's a worrying epidemic, but school leaders say they do have systems in place to safeguard pupils.
There will be metal detectors in certain schools. It might be in other schools like the one I was head of, that what we would do is we would periodically check students' bags, particularly if we had a tip-off about something.
They're working with police to reduce knife crime.
One education story to another, and there's been a big rise in teenagers feeling stressed about their exams. This week marks the start of the exam calendar for thousands of children across Kent. 16-year-old Harriet, who lives near West Malling, is one of them.
I haven't just been revising non-stop. I've been going to clubs. I've been still doing the things that I usually do, doing sports and doing the things I like. So then that's just something to get away from the stress. So that really does help.
Childline says it took more than 3,000 calls about it last year. Emily Cherry is from the charity.
Try and think positively, even if you don't feel it. You know, a positive attitude is going to help you. And that, remember that do not compare yourself to other people and your friends and what you see on social media. You just do what is right for you and what's best for you.
And we've got some more advice about how to cope at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM.
10 people who tried to smuggle £1.4 million worth of drugs into Kent through Dover have been jailed for a total of nearly 90 years. The gang's leader from Liverpool joined forces with 4 Eastern European haulage workers based in Chatham and Ramsgate. They were arrested as part of a series of raids last March. And a Kent man is walking the distance of a marathon today to raise awareness of men's mental health. Nick Hickmott from Ashford is completing the 14-mile journey to and from work for charity. It coincides with a week of action to raise awareness and encourage people to talk about their problems. They're the top stories we've got this lunchtime. Joe's got a look at the sports now.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
5 members of Team GB's women's hockey team who won gold in Rio will receive MBEs at Buckingham Palace later. Among them is Susanna Townsend, who plays for Canterbury Ladies.
For us, we just play hockey and we try and inspire sort of young girls and boys to play and to see what we do and to see what we do with a smile on our face and obviously being successful, and then to take it back home and get kids to pick up sticks. That's been our intention all along. So it's pretty amazing, but for everybody, especially involved in hockey, it's a massive honour.
Cricket and play is just underway at the Oval, where Kent are taking on Surrey in the One Day Cup. The Spitfires are struggling in the competition with just 1 win from 5 games. A short time ago, Surrey were on 87 for 3 with 32 overs left. Tottenham may lose out on the Premier League title to Chelsea tonight, but they've won the Manager and Player of the Month awards for April. Mauricio Pochettino gets the Best Boss prize after his side won all 6 of their games in that time. And Andy Murray, Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal have all backed an idea by Barcelona footballer Gerard Piqué to create a Tennis World Cup. It's reported the defenders met with officials from the ATP to discuss his proposal.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.
KMFM weather.
Cloudy with some sunny spells and highs of 18 this afternoon. Feeling warm this weekend with some sunshine, and we've got highs of 21 degrees.